Boudreaux Communities is gearing up to begin construction on the Riverbank Landing project located beside the existing Botanica development. The real estate developer held a groundbreaking ceremony for the site, located on the former Holes Greenhouses site on Bellaris Drive, June 13. Dave Hott, CEO of Boudreaux Communities, said the site is ready to start servicing underground within a month. Construction on the first building, a 50-meter tower and commercial space along the river, will begin later this year. Hott said the groundbreaking ceremony received good turnout, with attendance from council members and a number of potential purchasers, for both commercial space and condos. "It's exciting that the business community really turned out as well," Hott said. "I think a lot of people are looking forward to this project getting started." Extra building in the plans. While former plans for the site included 5 buildings, Hott said plans have recently expanded to include a 6th small building at the site's northeast corner, which will provide additional commercial space. "There's a big hill there and we needed to deal with it somehow," Hott said, adding that the expansion is also a result of market demands. Hott said the number of residential units on the site will remain the same, at 360. So far, Hott said some 65% of these units have already been reserved. Boudreaux Communities can't finalize the site's drawings until they receive a permit from the city, Hott added, but potential future residents have signed up and given a refundable deposit on the unit they would like. "In the fall, before we start construction, when everything's planned down to the last ditch, then we reach out to those people," Hott said. As far as whether the previously estimated construction timeline of 5 to 7 years remains accurate, Hott said it would be closer to 5 because the market acceptance has been really strong. "I think we're going to be able to accelerate that," Hott said, adding that in terms of commercial buildings, Boudreaux Communities is seeing interest from small local restaurateurs and service providers, as well as interest from medical providers such as physiotherapists and doctors. Hott said the future of the site looks promising. "Just like everyone, we're worried about the economy," Hott said. "But I think people see the lifestyle that they have in Riverbank, and a lot of people move in to get rid of one car because they can walk so close, so there's savings there, too. It seems to be being embraced fairly well."